Okay, Thursday night. Perek Shvi goes over the clearest manifestations where it's clear, the amitas of a person's anava. And we're in the middle of the third way. Really, we'll start from the end of page Beis Zayin, where he says that if someone talks well of him and praises him, he's the guest of honor at a dinner. So he goes through the thought process of the anav, of the Baal Kniya, and the last four lines of page Reish Zayin sounds strange, but we'll explain it a little better than we did last week, I hope, and it's Hashem. Vimizkiru, the last four lines of Reish Zayin, Vimizkiru, the Rosh, also, and if people are speaking badly of him, so the first thing is, right, the normal human psychology is that you justify what you did. You say, even if you admit you did something wrong, but human psychology is to justify it in some way. Like you say, oh, I was very tired. You know, oh, it's my fault, I was very tired. But so the anav will just say, it was my fault. I did something wrong. Val yachshav litzadik lo, he won't try to justify it. Ulahadar atzmoy bekach, and to, you know, sometimes you justify something, you turn it into a maila. You say, adarabba, right? Ochalti v'ochalo. You say, like, it's good, I'll do it again. I was right, I had a cheshben. K'may shomer Yehuda olav ha-shalom, tzotka mimeni. And Chavisalovitz uses very harsh words here, but if you know human psychology and you get around a bit, you know that these are very true words, that you bashmutz the other guy. You talk the guy that says badly about you, so you wipe the floor with him. V'lechoshav lahashmitz as a omer zos, Yehuda did not think of saying about, you know, he could have said to Tamar, why you two-bit, you know, Zoyna, how dare you? Yeah, which is, you know, that's how people are. That's the nice what people do. Below the Hakisho, and he doesn't try to deny it. He accepts it. He says, it's taka my fault. I did something wrong. You know, Elokim Motzas Avon Avodecha. Right? That's what the Shvatim said. So that's, now he goes on and he pushes further. He goes deeper into the, really, the tohar lei, the bittul of a Baal Kaniya. And he says that he doesn't, v'aliyaches lo roa leiv al shagila sadovar. He doesn't attack the other person for doing an avla to him. And he doesn't hold a grudge against the other person. He doesn't, you know, that's what we said really before, that the Baal, the honor of the Baal Kniya will accept things that happen to him. But here, right, and he'll accept him as Ratzon Hashem. He won't get excited, and he doesn't feel that anything's coming to him. Certainly no kavod or anything. So if someone says badly about him, he accepts it. We're going now on the tzad that it's true. It's true. The person's not allowed to say it. It's Lashon Hara. It could be Rechilas, it could be Lashon Hara, it could be Enos Dvarim, it could be Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim. That's from the speaker's angle. But we're talking now that it's true. We'll get to where it's not true in a few lines. Here he's talking about if it's true, and he says he does not attribute it to evil. He doesn't accuse the other person of being an evildoer. Eliomer lo, but this is what he says to him. Now, so I think it would seem to me that what the Chayvus Halvavus is about to say, really, is the Nakuda is not, it seems to me, what he's saying to the other person. It's really what he's thinking. In other words, the Chayvus Halvavus is going deep into the psyche of the Onov, and he's saying, now remember, an Onov is not thinking, oh, I'm an Onov. An Onov, a true Onov, when we're talking about Tisbarer. That was his first line in Perek Shvi. He talked about Anova till now in Shar HaKniyah. In Perek Shvi, he is talking about like really holding what they call to the crucible, like really holding the Anov to the to see if he's if it's true, if it's really deep rooted, if it's deep seated, if it's sincere, if it's consistent, if it's really really true. So I think what he's about to describe is really what the Baal Kniyah feels. It sounds funny that he would like, if you sort of like go along with the phrasing of the Chavis HaLavas, and like you try to imagine him saying it to the guy, so it comes off a little awkward and even funny. But I think he's mainly, this is what the guy is thinking. This is what's going on. And once he's thinking that, so he won't, let's say, so he won't attack. He won't counterattack. He won't have a machlokes. He won't, because if he's thinking what the Chavis HaLavas is about to say, so yeah, let's tack it the way it is. Eliyomer lo, maybe he will say it then, maybe he won't. I'm just thinking, it sounds a little funny the way the Chavis HaLavas writes it, or it sounds funny to me. But I realized he's just writing and expressing what the Anov would be thinking. If someone steals something from you, right? That's what you said. Right? So your degree of indignation and the feeling of being violated, which if you've ever been involved in a gneiva, that's what you feel like. You feel violated, you feel indignant. It's like almost a violation of my property, of my, right? But it really comes from some feeling of entitlement, right? And if someone, so he says like this, Eliyomalo, Ochi, Ma'erech. He says, oh boy, again. So this is what the Baal Kniyah is thinking. If you think of it that way, it doesn't sound so funny. He says, Ma'erech. We go over to Daf Reish Ches. Ma'erech. This is nothing. What value does it have? Meaning, what is it already? Mashanodalacha, that you happen to find out, may roa ma'asai biyachas, in relation to, compared to, lamashalonodalacha alehem. I do much worse things than what you happen to know about. Vashahirba Hashem yisale lahastirim li. Bach Hashem, Hashem chooses not to let people find out about the things that I do. Bilu nodalacha roa ma'asai upashai, if you only knew what I did. You think you're going around spreading stories about me, what I did. You know, I know another 10 stories. You know 2 stories. I know another 10. Vilu nodalacha roa masay upshaya ha'isa boireach mimeni mipachad onesh Hashem aleihem. Like oyle rosha boyle shcheino, you would run away from me. K'moshomer echad ha'meshorim. And I saw in a sefer that this is found in Italian and Sfardish and Nuschos in Shachris Rosh Hashanah. Before Nishmas, Chatoi lu yirichin bom shcheinai, azai baruchu v'rochku min gvuli or gvulai. I guess if you wanted to rhyme, okay. Because of oil of Russia by the shcheino. In other words, if you only knew. So again, the Anov is thinking that, right? He's talking about how I did this. You know, I know many more avos that I did. So he says, this is nothing. So he doesn't feel, if you feel righteous, so if you're presented to the Welt as a sinner, so you, this is something that you have, it's hard to deal with. But if you feel that Anochi offer va'efer, or Nachnu Ma, let's say Korach says to Moshe and Aaron, Madua Tisnasu al Kal Hashem. So, you know, they didn't say, you know, maybe you're right, but I mean, you know, we don't deserve it. We take it on, but you know, this is what Hashem said. This is Vamar Iyov al Avashalom im kisisi kodem pshoy lithmo b'chubi avoni. My averos are hidden. I'm very happy and satisfied that my averos are hidden. So that's what the guy thinks. So the Anov thinks that this is not the half of it, this is not the quarter of it. This is a mixus of what I don't do correctly, what I don't do properly. So that, stop. So that's how you deal with someone telling the truth about you, if it's true. So the owner doesn't get angry because he's thinking, I did do it, and I don't have an excuse, and I just consider myself lucky that he's not talking about the other things I do wrong. This is a small amount of what I do wrong. So Baruch Hashem, that stayed hidden. So he doesn't get angry, he doesn't make a machlaikus, and he just accepts it as, you know, it's true. I did do that. Taka big avla on my part. If a guy stops slandering him with stories that are not true, Yomar lemisaro bakach. He should tell the person making up the stories as follows. And again, it means this is what he's thinking, because he doesn't get angry. He doesn't get upset. The onov takes everything that happens to him with equanimity, because he doesn't feel entitled to anything. So if this is happening to him, so this is his life, and this is what's supposed to happen, and it's a kapara, and it's a virus. So even if the guy's lying about him, the onov says, Ochi, ain't le hispali al shehitilani Hashem milasos. First of all, I didn't do what you said. Like, you know, I know I didn't do what you said. And he's talking funny here, but because he's in the mindset and the psyche of the onov, he attributes that he didn't do it to Hashem. That's what the Chavis Alhovas means to say here. He's even thinking, well, you know, I could have done that, but then Hashem saved me from doing that. He didn't give me the opportunity to do it. He didn't give me the kalim to do it. He didn't give me the wherewithal to do it. He didn't give me the chance to do it. And I'm not surprised Hashem saved me. Hashem does many more chasodim to me. So that I'm not amazed at. That I didn't do it, Hashem saved me from it. I maybe could have done it. I'm not that big a tzaddik that I wouldn't have done it. But Baruch Hashem, Hashem saved me from that. And it's not such a big pella, because Hashem does many more chasodim to me. So this was just one of the chasodim he did to me, that he made sure that I didn't have the opportunity to sin. He made me in a position where I'd be embarrassed to do the Aveira. Right? That's all. That's what it means to attribute it to Hashem. He didn't give me the chance to do it. It's embarrassing. Who knows if I'd be alone and I'd be in a place where no one knows me and I'd have the opportunity. Who knows what I would do? So he doesn't get angry. You know, he doesn't get angry. He doesn't feel to make a machlekas or a fight. I could have done that. I could have done that. And I'm not even amazed that Hashem saved me from doing it. And that's not such a pella. Achatemuhu, what I really appreciate is that Taka Hashem didn't let people know what I do. You're talking about something I didn't do. This is what the guy's thinking. He's saying something that I didn't do. But unless I know I could have done it. And I just thank Hashem that I didn't have a chance to do it. But I also thank Hashem that people are not finding out about what I did do. Because that would really be embarrassing. Because those things I did do, and this I didn't do. So okay, you know, he's talking about me. Lamais, I could have done it. So not so terrible. I probably deserve the embarrassment I'm getting, because I could have done it. Hashem saved me from doing it. But oh boy, do I have to thank Hashem for not letting people know what I did do? Achatemuhu shehistu Hashem imasa mashu yosa gerua umasua b'harbi imasa tiarti bo. I did things that are worse than this, and Baruch Hashem, nobody found out about it. So that I really have to thank Hashem for. But now the Chavis Halavos says a tremendous yesod, and people say it over, and I don't know if they know it's the Chavis Halavos that says it. It's not clear what his source for what he's about to say is. The Achronim say he had it the Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah and the Rishonim what he's about to say. What? It's what he's about to say is a famous thing. Kids say it to each other all the time. It comes from the Chavis Halvavus. There is two different girsaos of what the Chavis Halvavus is about to say. In the Chavis Halvavus itself, which we're learning, he applies it to when someone talks about you and is lying. Not when someone talks Lashon Hara on you, that's true. It's when someone talks about you, someone slanders you, and it's not true. What the Welt maybe says it over, and maybe they even say it over in the name of the Chavis and Lvavis, or kids say it to each other, is they say it even if it's true by every Lashon Hara.
The
Chavis Chaim doesn't bring it down in the whole Sefer. It's a pellet. The Chavis Chaim doesn't bring it down in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. He brings it down in one of his other Sfarim. He does not bring it down in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, but the Chavis HaLvavis, who lived 100 years before Rashi, or early Rishon, he says that if someone talks about you, you get his Averis. If someone talks about you, so you get his mitzvahs and he gets your Averis. Doesn't seem to have any system. Doesn't seem, you know, if someone wants to figure out why that's an appropriate thing to happen, they're welcome to do so. I couldn't really think of why it's so. It's not exactly midah k'neged midah. I don't know. You know, it's like a funny thing. It's not so clear. It's not clear. The Chavis HaLvavis says it now when someone lied about you. And again, the Chavis HaLvavis is an early Rishon. And the Achronim say we have a Kabbalah. Some Sefer says that it was a Kabbalah biyad the Rishonim. This is so that the Chavis HaLvavis is about to say. But there's different nuances to it. There's one nuance that it's only when the guy's lying. And there's another nuance whether you get all of his mitzvahs and he gets all of your Averis. Or just menachem, it's just like a sliding scale. You get some. So it's not clear if it's all or some, but here's where he says it. The famous Chavis HaLvavis. People don't know, maybe it's the Chavis HaLvavis is the source of it. L'chein chadal l'chad, so he says, but listen, you know, you're saying things about me, you're going to be the loser here. Chus al zchi yosecha, you're going to lose out on your mitzvahs. You're going to lose all your mitzvahs, Belisha Targish. By the way, the Magid confirmed this to the Beis Yosef. It's brought down. And Magid Meisharim, which talks about things that the Malach, the Magid, told the Beis Yosef, one of the things he told him is that he should burn Chavis HaLvavis every day. If you remember, I spoke that out 3-4 years ago when we started learning Chavis HaLvavis. It was in the first year. You could go back to the tape. I don't know if the first year was taped. Anyway, but the Magid Meisharim brings down this and says that he told it to the Beis Yosef that this is true. And someone talks about you, so he loses his chus. Uvchvar super alachad mayan shei hachesed. So there's a story that there was a good guy, sheis kiru bara. They said bad things about him. Vigiu adover, and it reached his. He found out about it. Ashalach, so he sent. Also, Shidibral of Lashon Hara, Magosh, he sent him, like, you know, he went to Edibles, whatever it's called, and he ordered a tray, like a Borough Park, with fancy nuts and dried fruit and chocolates and all sorts of things. And he sent him a huge present for Shabbos. He sent him a big party platter, Mole Mizimras Iro, and he wrote him a note. He says, how can I repay you? I heard you saying bad things about me. So I got your mitzvahs, I got your schusim. So this is just a token of my appreciation, this party platter from Edibles. Noidi li'ochi shato his shaita li mischi osecha, you emptied out your schuyos to my account. Thank you so much. L'chein re'isi ligmo l'chabuzeh. So I want to thank you, so I'm sending you a party platter. Ukvar amor echad mi'at tzadikim, and this is, again, this is a famous thing. Yesh yavo rabim le'odim le'yom ha'din. You're going to come upstairs to the yom ha'din. V'chasher yagishu l'fnei ha'maisehem. They're going to take out the blue book, the white book, the book of Schusim. And yimtzu v'pinkas chuyoseyem. You say, this is lovely, Hashem, but I really never did this. I don't recall. I never did this mitzvah. The Akishim, they will say, there must be some mistake. You know, the Yomalehem, no, you know who did this mitzvah? Someone that said Lashon Hara about you. So again, the Chavis HaLvavis says it in the context of lying about you. Again, I don't quite see what the Midah K'neged Midah is. It's the head of a Kabbalah. It was confirmed by the Magid Meisharim, but There's different neschels of it, and the Chavis Aldavis is saying it by Moitzi Shemra, by a lie. Asol Masher, you know who did these mitzvahs? That's now credited to your account. Asol Masher Rochlu Negdechem, people who say Rechilos against you, Vatsiu Aleichem Shemra. So it's their mitzvahs. So they could have done a Gevaldik mitzvah. This is really a very, if you're ever thinking of saying something about someone that's not true, or according to others, even if it is true, talking Lashon Hara, this is a very scary thought. Extremely scary. Let me tell you why it should be so scary. You talk Lashon Hara, the truth is we don't think in these terms, but the Rebbeinu Yoina says it, and if you think about it, it's very logical and mathematical. If you had a choice of, like, it's much worse to lose a mitzvah than to do an aveira. You do an aveira, you know, you serve your time, and that's it. You get punished for it. I'm not talking about kares. I'm talking about, you know, you do an aveira, whatever, not kares. So you serve your time, you get punished, you're menuke. But if you don't do a mitzvah, which is really more kal in this world than doing a lav, but its ramifications and its the effect it has on your eternity is really much more severe. If you think of this guy who talked Lashon Hara, Moitzi Shemra. So, you know, he'll be punished for talking Moitzi Shemra. That would be his only punishment. So whatever it is, you know, then, again, like I say, you serve your time and then you're clean. But if he loses his mitzvahs, you know, that it's shrekloch such a punishment. You can't get that back. You can't get that back. And that's it. You're affected for all eternity that you're not on the level that you could be. And you're everlastingly missing your connection, a bond with your Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rabbi Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, I think I said it one or two Yom Kippurs ago, Kol Nidrei time. It's much, a bit to la say is really, in some ways, in this way, much, much worse than doing a lav. You can't capture that back. It's forever. You don't have it. That's it. You're lower. You're in a different class. You're in a different state. Anyway, so these people lose their mitzvahs, and it was credited to your account. So you see in the account that you lend someone a large sum of money when he needed it, and you say, "Excuse me, you know, Hashem, I didn't do it." He says, "No, someone else did it, but it's credited to your account." And then when they die, they come upstairs, and then they see the mitzvahs being counted, and so you see, the Chag of Lovis doesn't hold all their mitzvahs go away, obviously. It's just, they say, nothing. Wait a second, you didn't count the time I lent someone a big sum of money when Imamish needed it. You didn't count that. That's not fair. What's going on? I thought this was Shemayim. Everything's fair. Can you shake out the sack? Maybe it's stuck to the bottom. What's going on here? They say, "Oh, we credited, you remember you talked Motzi Shemra on someone? We credited it to his account. It's not on your account anymore. We did a bank transfer. It went to his account." This is what he says, the Chayes above us. You know, V'chein kasha yinukus chuyus holchei rachil, yidrushim bois ashoa, they'll ask for them, v'yayom alohem. Oh, yinukul lachem. Again, the Chayes above us doesn't hold it. It's all the mitzvahs, all the averas, some, and it's by Motzi Shemra. Kasha dibartim lashon hara, here says lashon hara, negat plenty of plenty. And then, so till now he talked about tzchuyus, now he says about averus. V'chein gam efshar, sheyimtsu miktsosom pinkos royeseihem, and their bad deeds. They say, "We never did this. Come on, man, not fair." V'chasha yachishum, they'll deny doing it, yeyom alehem, it will be told to them, hayradat emoisim in plenty of plenty. You took it over. You became the owner of this aveira. Kasher chaltem negdom, divartem lehem lashon hara, v'nischayaptem bohem. You have all these averus now. Yikes. Moshe Omar, and he quotes a pasuk, "For Hashem l'shcheinenu shivasayim elchekom cherpasom asher cherfucha Hashem." Apparently, he's learning in the pasuk that they should get like double the shivasayim elchekom. Why more than what they did? Because cherpasom asher cherfucha Hashem. Because they talk badly on Hashem. That's l'chayir what he's seeing in this pasuk. U'mishum kach hisiranu hakosav ba'omro. Zohar Eis Asher Osa Hashem Avokecha L'Miriam Baderech Batzeischem Mitzrayim. Look at this throwaway line he says. He says, now you know why you gotta be so careful about Lashon Hara. Here he talks about some Lashon Hara, right? Even though by Miriam it could have been a Geder of Motzi Shema, because she was saying, Moshe Rabbeinu's doch a Navi, like all Naviim. Like, why did he do what he did? But really, he wasn't a Navi like all Naviim. So it was a shtickle. I don't know. It's not so clear in the Chaydus al-Babas. But certainly, I think, when I grew up, children used to say this to each other. I get all your mitzvahs. You get all my averus. But it comes from this Chaydus al-Babas. And he takes it very seriously. Menachem, he doesn't say all, but he depicts very vividly. You know, he's not joking around. He says, you come upstairs and you want to know, I never did this mitzvah. And they say, the other guy did it. You're now credited with it. And the guy says, I never did this avera. Where did I get this avera from? I never did this avera. And they said, oh, you know who did this avera? The guy you talked Lashon Hara on. Anyway, the on of is aware of this. This is, I don't know, it's like icing on the cake. The Anov says, you know, again, Chavis Aldavis is going into the mindset of the Anov. The guy talks about him badly. I mean, I get around, I have to say, I get around one or two calls a week from people that people are talking about them. So either somebody's talking, accusing him of something. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little. One a week for sure. One a week is not an exaggeration. Because people are talking about him, or someone's talking about him. How should we deal with it? So the Chavis HaLavah says, again, the Chavis HaLavah is talking in extremes. I've said this hundreds of times already. The Chavis HaLavah is something to strive towards, to work towards. He says, the true Anav will shrug off bad that people say, because he will be thinking about the bad he did do and the times he did even worse things, and he's just thankful that people are not finding out about that. And Baruch Hashem, if I'm Yitzhak with this, that would be wonderful. I hope they don't find out how I daven every day. I hope they don't find out how much time I waste. I hope they don't find out this. I hope they don't find out that. If this is all they find out, I'm a lucky man. That's how the Anav's mind works. And even if the person lied about him, so the Anav thinks, okay, you know, I probably would have done that if I had half the chance. I just thank Hashem that I didn't do it. I probably didn't have a chance. Right? Are we all sure? It's not so poshut that we wouldn't steal if no one's looking, something doesn't belong to us. You bend down, no one's looking, there's no one around. It's not so posh. What? I'm not going to be able to address because we're getting close to Marv, and I want to finish the thought, so I'll have to talk to you some other time. Did you have a Marv yet?
Not yet.
Oh. Otherwise, I would talk to you during Marv. So that's how you should think. And if you didn't do it, if it's a lie, you say, the Anav says, well, I probably would have done it, but Baruch Hashem, I didn't, and I did the worst things, and Baruch Hashem, no one found out about it. And then the Chavis HaLavah like shifts course and goes into this whole thing, how, and really, he should, and I don't know if it's the Anav, and you say, you know, and by the way, I want to thank you, and he tells a cute story. Someone talks Lashon Hara on someone, And he sent him this huge party platter. He said, thank you. I got all your mitzvahs. You got my aveiros. I can't thank you enough. So he takes it very seriously, this dynamic. Yes, Moshe.
Okay. How does tshuva factor into this, whatever you call it, format?
I guess it reverses it.